We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
There's good news.
These are dangerous times.
Something terrible is going to happen.
Trump
says that we will root out the communists, Marxists, fascists, and the radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country.
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil!
Donald Trump.
Space.
Donald Trump
says
they're poisoning the blood of our country.
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space been hurt.
Donald Trump
says
these elections are rigged. Our elections are totally rigged.
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space. Are we not the Superman? Aryan pure Superman?
Yeah, we are the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald Trump.
This world new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald Trump.
Space when we bring to the world disorder.
When Donald Trump
says,
he says, you're not going to be a dictator, are you? I said, no, 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 other than day one.
Be Heil. Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Trump.
And I never read Mein Kampf. They said, oh, Hitler said that.
Be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Donald
Drumpf.
The dictator ruled the nation with an iron fist. Under the new emblem of the double cross, liberty was banished. Free speech was suppressed, and only the voice of
Drumpf
was heard.
Hey, gestraft mit Hilfensekt, der Wiener Schnitzel mit der Lagerbierten und der Sauerkraut. Hey, der Flüten sagt der Flerben, ein Tomenier wie ein Straff, und der Blitzen sagt der Klütz. Hey, ich bleibe noch Straff mit der Ach.
Balone.
Balone war sein Stritz mit seinen Eltern, sagt der Hühn. Ein der Straff mit seiner Klatsch. Ey, der Stratz mit Sekretärin da. Mit seiner Tratsch mit Skedan. Mein einer Täter wie der Straffen. Die Straffen, sie Straffen.
Adenoid Hinkler has just said, yesterday Tomania was down, but today she has risen.
And it's beginning to look a lot like fascism, thanks to Donald Trump. Over the weekend in, was this New Hampshire? In New Hampshire, he had some pretty disturbing things to say about immigration.
You know, when they let, I think the real number is 15, 16 million people into our country, when they do that, we got a lot of work to do. They're poisoning the blood of our country. That's what they've done.
Poisoning the blood of them. That is absolutely disgusting. Also, not true. The blood of our country is not being poisoned by immigrants. It's being poisoned by dipping pizza in ranch dressing. The statement is horrifying in and of itself, but it gets even worse when you realize the term blood poisoning was used by Hitler in his manifesto, Mein Kampf. Now, as you can imagine, people are upset that he's quoting a genocidal maniac in his stump speeches. But a Mike Pence aide defended Trump, saying, I think it's highly unlikely that Donald Trump has ever read Mein Kampf. Right. Because it's a book. He probably got the version with pictures, Mein First Kampf. Now, that's also upsetting. Obviously, Trump's words are indefensible, so Lindsey Graham defended them.
We're talking about language. I could care less what language people use as long as we get it right.
Yeah. What language our leaders use does not and has never mattered. That's why the Constitution starts with, we the blue please of the untidy yabba dabba water da water da dang dang hummina 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 hummina. And it wasn't just Lindsey Graham. Tennessee Rep Tim Burchett also said stupid things.
You well know I'm from East Tennessee, and we don't usually talk like that. And he's from New York, and that's the way folks, he's Trump being Trump.
Now, Trump didn't only paint a dark fascist future. He also looked fondly back on his fascist past.
You had a certain gentleman behind the desk, that beautiful, resolute desk in the Oval Office. What was his name? His name was Trump, happened to be Trump. But it was all of you, actually. In a certain sense, you were all sitting behind that desk.
So, in a certain sense, you're all in a lot of trouble for what you did. Behind that desk, 91 charges. Woo! What were you thinking? Taking those classified documents. And don't get me started on your family life. You never remembered Eric's birthday. So, in a certain sense, you're the terrible dad, not me.
Hysterical, but I'm not sure if I'm laughing or crying.
Democracy stunk.
Democracy is fragrant.
Liberty stunk.
Liberty is odious.
Free sprechen stunk.
Freedom of speech is objectionable.
Tomania mit der größten Armee in der Welt.
Tomania has the greatest army in the world.
Der größte Navy in der Welt.
The greatest navy in the world.
You know, when they let, I think the real number is 15, 16 million people into our country, when they do that, we got a lot of work to do. They're poisoning the blood of our country. We have no idea who any of them are. They come from Africa. They come from Asia. They come from South America. And it's true. They're destroying the blood of our country. That's what they're doing. They're destroying our country. They don't like it when I said that. And I never read Mein Kampf. They said, oh, Hitler said that in a much different way. No, they're coming from all over the world, people all over the world. We have no idea. They could be healthy. They could be very unhealthy. They could bring in disease that's going to catch on in our country. But they do bring in crime. But they have them coming from all over the world. And they're destroying the blood of our country. They're destroying the fabric of our country. And we're going to have to get them out.
That is rhetoric. That is eerily reminiscent of what Adolf Hitler said. Donald Trump said he never read Mein Kampf. Perhaps he never read Mein Kampf. I don't know. I do know that Ivana Trump said that he kept a book of Hitler's speeches by his bedside. Told Vanity Fair that. So maybe it's not Mein Kampf, but he's certainly channeling that book that Ivana Trump said he kept by his bedside.
He now speaks to Field Marshal Herring, the Minister of War.
Wir sind unten, sagt der Pilaten. Von der Hafen sieht da keiner Hütz. Ein Herring. Ein Garbage. Herr Garbage, von seit unten.
He is now addressing Herr Garbage, Minister of the Interior.
Herring und Herr Garbage. Herring shouldn't smelten fein from Garbage, and Garbage shouldn't smelten fein from Herring. Herring and Garbage.
Trump and his cavalcade of goons are weird, but they're not just weird, they're off-putting. Like, set their politics aside, just as people, can you imagine actually spending any quality time with someone like, say, Ted Cruz? This is a guy so off-putting and unpopular, even fellow Republicans tee off on him. Former House Speaker John Boehner once called him Lucifer in the flesh, and Lindsey Graham said if you killed Ted Cruz on the floor of the Senate and the trial was in the Senate, nobody would convict you. And of course, he made phone calls in support of Donald Trump after Trump insulted his wife's looks and said his dad killed JFK. It wasn't enough for Trump to say Ted Cruz's dad was a murderer. He had to make him an assassin, and Cruz just took it. Yesterday, at a gathering of fellow conservative weirdos in Phoenix, Cruz decided to become even more off-putting when he said this about Joe Biden.
We have a president of the United States who his team carries extra pairs of pants with him when he travels in case he has poopy pants.
I mean, in Biden's defense, I my pants every time Ted Cruz enters a room. I mean, the man's father killed JFK. Cruz, of course, is doing comedy about Biden's age because he's lucky enough to be supporting this spring chicken over here. But poopy pants was somehow not the most pathetic thing Cruz said at the event. He also claimed liberal women are unhappy because liberal men can't satisfy them in bed.
The left is so bad. They're so unhappy. They're so pissed off. And by the way, if you were a liberal woman and you had to sleep with those weenies, you'd be pissed too.
I have a question. What is politics now? Like, for real, what are we doing? Everybody thinks the Ivy Leagues are too woke. Meanwhile, this dude is a senator who went to Princeton and Harvard. He's doing bad stand-up about how old dudes their pants and liberals are bad. What are we doing? What are we doing? Also, buddy, do you want to know why liberal women in your home state of Texas are mad? It's because they have to leave the state to get abortions for their high-risk pregnancy, you Handmaid's Tale werewolf. Maybe do a tight five on that. The next time you're telling jokes at the Chuckle Hut or Johnny Heels or whatever comedy club it is you try your material at. So that's the kind of thing Republicans are focused on at the moment. Although, if I were them, I personally would be slightly more focused on nominating a candidate for president who is eligible to run in all 50 states. Because yesterday, the highest court in Colorado ruled that Donald Trump is disqualified in that state.
Und die Aryan Maiden. Die Delikatessen mit der Schön. Und der Flexen mit der Stresses. Ah, und der Ulstein mit der Muss. Der Muss von der Kinder Katzenjammer. Der Katzenjammer mit der Utensekt, der Hicken, Fleten, Hulten, Feiten, Dotten, Utensekt. Hey, Soldiers for
Drumpf.
The Colorado Supreme Court ruled yesterday that former President Trump is ineligible to run again for president, while the Florida Supreme Court ruled he already won.
Major breaking news, the Colorado Supreme Court removing Donald Trump from the 2024 Republican primary ballot in the state. The court ruling Trump isn't an eligible presidential candidate because of the 14th Amendment's insurrectionist ban.
This is a Civil War era clause of the Constitution. The Supreme Court, the highest court in the state of Colorado, ruling that he should be disqualified. He should be kept off the ballot.
Can you imagine how mad Donald Trump must have been when he heard that news? Oh, to have been a ketchup stain on his wall.
That's right, Donald Trump is disqualified from the ballot in Colorado, which would explain the sudden emergence of a mysterious new candidate who announced he was entering the race last night, a guy named Ronald Bump.
Hello, my name is Ronald Bump. I want you to vote for me in Colorado and only Colorado, nowhere else. I'm just a local Colorado native who loves wearing Teva sandals and getting high on legal marijuana while I hit the slopes. The slopes! We love the slopes, don't we, folks? I remember I was in Aspen once when a skier came up to me, big skier, strong skier. Gigantic poles, tears pouring down his face, freezing into icicles on his chin. And he said to me, Mr. Bump, sir, you look great in those Tevas. It would be an honor to hacky sack with you.
Now, the reason the court kicked Trump off the ballot is the 14th Amendment's so-called insurrection clause, which states that no one can hold an office in the United States if they have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. Now, the insurrection in this case is January 6th, and aid and comfort to our enemies is his side hustle. You know, getting his beak wet. The insurrection clause dates to just after the Civil War. I meant the first Civil War. It was designed to keep former Confederate leaders out of Congress. Okay, but then again, it's been over 150 years since the Civil War, and it's not like Trump was leading a bunch of Confederate... Okay, I see. No, I understand. My bad. Now, this ruling is unprecedented. The 14th Amendment has been invoked against other elected officials, but never someone running for president of the United States. The Colorado justices were well aware of that and wrote, "We do not reach these conclusions lightly." But after reviewing the evidence, including January 6th, they added, they made it with little difficulty. Yeah, that makes sense. That does make sense. It's sort of a gimme. Trump denied the results of the Electoral College, summoned a huge group to Washington, and told them to march to the Capitol to stop the count. Everyone knows what he did. It'd be like Martin Luther King saying, I didn't have a dream, you had a dream. Must have been something you ate.
After the Civil War, Congress ratified the section of the 14th Amendment in order to keep secessionists who were disloyal to the United States out of government. And the reason for that is that, much like Trump supporters today, southern states were just immediately sending unrepentant secessionists back to Congress like nothing had happened. As one historian explained, they fight a war of slavery and lose it. They lose in April of 1865. But by December of 1865, they were sending back to Congress people like Alexander Stevens, the former vice president of the Confederacy, It's unbelievable they thought they could do that. They are completely unrepentant, and they are used to exercising power. That's right. The Confederates, who seceded and fought a deadly war that tore the country apart, tried to act like nothing happened. They basically pulled a George Costanza trying to show up to work after he quit. Now, I know I'm really stretching the imagination here, but let's just think for a second. An unrepentant insurrectionist who tried to overthrow American democracy lost and is trying to weasel his way back into power like nothing happened. Does that sound like anyone we know? The only way this amendment could apply any more directly to Donald Trump is if it said no person shall hold any office who, having previously taken an oath to support the Constitution of the United States, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same, including any flamboyant land-owning weirdos whose ties are too long and won't stop complaining about toilets that don't flush and windmills killing birds. I don't think anyone can reasonably dispute the fact that Donald Trump is an insurrectionist as defined by the plain text of the amendment. As Pulitzer Prize-winning Civil War historian Eric Foner explained, Trump took an oath to support the Constitution, and now he's given aid to insurrection, and that is the kind of thing the people who wrote the 14th Amendment were trying to avoid. Even though it has only been used a handful of times in American history, it's there. Exactly. This section of the 14th Amendment is the kind of thing you rarely use, but it's there in case you need it, like a fire extinguisher. It won't surprise you to learn that Trump supporters seem to have no idea what the 14th Amendment is or what it says. Last night on Fox News, Texas's right-wing Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick threatened to retaliate against Joe Biden by throwing him off the ballot for the crime of being Joe Biden.
Seeing what happened in Colorado tonight, Laura, makes me think, except we believe in democracy in Texas, maybe we should take Joe Biden off the ballot in Texas.
Wir sehen, der Aryan und na, der Juden. Der Juden. Und der Strift der Sauerkraut mit der Juden. Und der Leberwurst mit der Juden. Ey, der 14. September mit der Juden. Ey, der 14. Erklärten. Der Strangelation mit der Hulten Sektaflöten. Und der Blätzen Sektaflöten. Besick, besack. Der Juden. Der Juden.
His Excellency has just referred to the Jewish people.
And it's beginning to look a lot like fascism. Speaking of orange glowing disasters, Donald Trump, he has been using, out on the campaign trail, he's been out there on the campaign trail recently, he's been using some of Hitler's favorite phrases in the various speeches he's been giving. He's called his opponents, he's called them vermin. He said immigrants are poisoning the blood of the country and, of course, used Hitler's most popular catchphrase, what you talking about, Goebbels? Biden campaign has noticed Trump's fascist speeches, and they've continually linked Trump to Hitler. Now, that comparison is admittedly extreme. You see, there's something called Godwin's Law, which states that anytime people start fighting on the internet, someone will inevitably reach for the Hitler comparison. So, some, because of this, some say comparing Trump to Hitler is just more internet hyperbole. You know who doesn't say that? The creator of Godwin's Law, Mike Godwin, who says the Hitler comparison is apt. Okay, that's scary. That's like the guy who invented the 5-second rule saying, do not eat that Cheeto off the floor. That's what Hitler would do.
Now, straf mit seinen Hüten, sagt der Flair. Der Flairten wird der Hüten, sagt der Flairten. Und straf mit seinen Trotz. Eine Flüten. The head thrust, Einer, nach Europe. Blitzkrieg, Fratsch, Fratz mit Zikadetten. Ein Feinholz, Straff mit Zähne. Und ein Franz, ein Feinholzheim, Straff mit Zähne. Finnland, und mein Holzheim, Straff mit Zähne. Russia, weiß Glaske, meine. Hey, hey, der Flutzen, Mida, Els, der Straff. Hey, der stinkt, Einer, Stunken. Der Stunken mit der Europe, ein Stunken mit der Hölle. Hey, ein Südhund der Grotzes, mit Zähne, Tomea.
I'm offended by it because it has racist overtones. I actually feel, as you say, we have to control the border, and a lot of people coming across the border from anywhere in the world, we don't know where they're coming from. But at the end of the day, the fact of the matter is that the Hispanic Americans that have come up from South America have made great citizens. You know, they have strong values, they're entrepreneurial. My son-in-law was a Marine combat officer, and he said the best Marines in his unit in Iraq were recent Hispanic immigrants. So I don't like these racist overtones.
Trump himself, very, very early on, way before he was a political, you know, figment of anybody's imagination, you know, said to Playboy magazine, When the students poured into Tiananmen Square, the Chinese government almost blew it. Then they were vicious, they were horrible, but they put it down with strength. That shows you the power of strength. Our country is right now perceived as weak.
Let's rewind all the way back to 1990 when Vanity Fair reported that Trump's former wife, the late Ivana Trump, had told her lawyer that Donald Trump occasionally read from a book of Hitler's collected speeches, My New Order, which he supposedly kept in a cabinet by his bed. And a friend of Trump told the magazine on the record that he had given Trump the book, saying he thought Trump would find it interesting. Now, Trump denied this, saying, quote, if I had these speeches, and I'm not saying that I do, I would never read them.
They're destroying our country. They don't like it when I said that. And I never read Mein Kampf.
Fine. Fine, but how would it be better if you hadn't read Mein Kampf? Everyone is saying that I've read Mein Kampf, but that is a lie. I reached the same conclusions as Hitler independently. And while I've got your attention, folks, hold on. While I've got your attention, and I'm just spitballing here, what say we invade Poland? He continued.
They said, oh, Hitler said that in a much different way.
Yeah, in German.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.